Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Recall the three things David wanted to do once crowned king over all Israel. 1. To exalt the name of God by taking Jerusalem. 2. To exalt the glory of God by bringing back the ark. And 3. To exalt the character of God by showing grace to the remnant of Saul's house. Today's episode gives us part 3. Quote, David said, "Is there still anyone who is left of the house of Saul, that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" 2 Samuel 9, verse 1. Jonathan was insistent that the covenant he made with David should transcend death. Quote, "May the Lord be between you and me, and between your descendants and my descendants forever." 1 Samuel 20, verse 42. Now it was time to prove it. Who was left? To David's inquiry, Ziba, a steward of Saul's, replied, quote, "There is still a son of Jonathan who is lame in his feet in Lodibar." 2 Samuel 9, verses 3 and 4. What a picture! Mephibosheth was part of the family that sought to overthrow David, considered by David's friends to be enemies. He was unable to improve his situation, being lame on both feet, and living in Lodibar. If it is the same as Debir, with the added lo or no, it means no pasture. The word Lodibar means no word. Think of it as the town not worth mentioning. Whatever the case, it speaks of an impoverished place. The word used by David, kindness, is a delightful one, used about 250 times in the Old Testament. The Hebrew chesed does not merely mean a feeling, nor even a solitary act of kindness. It could be rendered unfailing, steadfast, or loyal love. This is God's love. See Exodus 34, verses 6 and 7. Can you identify with Mephibosheth? Here we are, once enemies, unable to help ourselves, now feasting at his table, quote, "like one of the king's sons." 2 Samuel 9, verse 11. Better still, we're no longer lame.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.